King Shortshirt, who comes, as I understand it, from the island of Antigua, and that's from an album called Illusion and Love and Understanding. And if you want to get hold of a copy of it, frankly, I hope you don't have to wait as long as I did. And I shall certainly play you more tracks from the album. And continuing the love sequence, George Thorogood and the Destroyers.
I can't stop loving, but maybe not. Stop loving.
You unsock it to me right. Sociologists to the fore. What does this mean? George Thorogood and the Destroyers from their LP on Sonnet, and that's Can't Stop Loving. We're going to break the love sequence now, but this is on a related theme. It's from Cobra, and it's called Looking for a Lady on Rip Off Records, and Rip Off Records are headquartered in Portadown.
Tonight.
rip-off recording artists, Cobra, and That's Looking for a Lady, the band's debut single, as far as I know. Testing, testing, one, two, three. Skids making their Radio 1 debut on this very programme tomorrow night, and only a real twerp would miss it, frankly. And that was Test Tube Babies from their one of the three tracks on their release on No Bad Records. Another now from Steel Pulse.
Chip on my shoulder, it's all that dark that gets.
Well, you occasionally read letters in the music papers from readers complaining about the essentially repetitive and often simplistic nature of reggae lyrics, the Natty Dread in a Babylon syndrome, if you like. But of course, the truth is that truths tend to be simple and certainly don't become less true by being repeated. That's Steel Pulse, Rock Against Racism, or it's also called Jar Pickney, and not the last one, another one to come. These are School Meals and Headmaster, an appropriate choice after the events of the morning.
So difficult being a teacher. Don't know really what to do. A few messages, they never reach ya. Other kids, they wanna do you.
Corporal punishment for female students only. Those are School Meals on Edible Records, and that's Headmaster. A good record, too, I think. Bob Seger from the new album Stranger in Town being well reviewed, and this is Brave Strangers.
Standing over here, conversation. was flying high. We're hiding in the backwoods. Hiding out in the backwoods with a moon flying high. My hand was a shaking. My hand was a shaking. And I took my hand
And as one reviewer pointed out, Bob Seger, one of the few members of the old guard of American rockers who hasn't forgotten how to shake his tail feathers, or something like that, anyway. And that's from the LP Stranger in Town. It's called Brave Strangers. A good album, too, one that repays several listenings, I think. The new single, or the first single, first solo single, anyway, from Johnny Thunders on Real Records, called Dead or Alive. Played it you once, and after in about 3 minutes and 10 seconds, I should be able to say that I've played it you twice.
Yeah.
Oh, Johnny Fund, isn't it? And that's with Steve Nicol and Paul Gray from the Hot Rods, the debut single, and it's called Dead or Alive.